Reno native and award-winning author and musician Willie Vallotton is taking his talents on tour across northern Nevada this month. He's one of three featured writers for this year's Nevada Reads, a book club from Nevada Humanities. Vallotton will give readings and even play a little music at various events. KUNR's Holly Hutchings sat down with him to talk about his latest novel, Don't Skip Out on Me, which is set in the Silver State.
Willie Vallotton, thanks so much for giving us your time today.
Thanks for having me.
The story in Don't Skip Out on Me centers on Horace Hopper, a young man struggling with his identity and place. Can you tell us a little bit about him?
Yeah, I was interested in Horace Hopper for a couple of reasons. Like you said, identity. I think the idea of identity is so confusing in America today. And I think I was trying to talk about the right to who has an American identity. And also this kid has been so rattled in his life and so lost, he makes up his own identity, which is a kid's way of dealing with it, and it has some consequences for him.
And you do feel his struggle with his identity. He's of half Paiute and half Irish heritage and was left behind by parents at a young age and kind of got these surrogate parents with the Reeses. He just seemed like he's just missing that click where you just know where you belong.
Yeah, I mean, I think I was also one of the, I always kind of write in themes, and one of the themes was, can you overcome childhood trauma? And he's at that very vulnerable age, like 20, 21, where he's just starting to grow up and come into his own. And I wanted to kind of think about, can he erase all his childhood trauma enough to get by? And can this old couple help him do it? Meaning, can you fix a broken kid?
And so the Reeses, who took him in, live in Tonopah, and the relationship between them, especially Mr. Reese and Horace, is kind of sweet. And they want to even leave their ranch to Horace as they're aging more and can't do all the work. Horace could have done that. Like, he could have taken the ranch and had this place to belong. Like, he could have had an identity. Why did he leave?
He's been so kind of like cast aside as a kid that I don't think he believes he deserves their love. In general, he figures he has to become something great. And he gets caught up in this whole idea of being a champion of something. And he comes up with his plan of becoming a Mexican boxer because he wants to come home to the Reese's ranch with a suitcase full of money and success and come back a savior. And so it's a tragic story in that sense that he pushes love away, hoping to become this great guy so he can come back and get love.
Right. And when he has the love and people showing him his worth right there, he sets out on this kind of sad quest to prove it. So how did that reinvention go for him?
This old couple, they don't really have much to offer, and it's almost a prison sentence, the offer they're giving him, which is a life of isolation. And that was another big theme in the book, which is isolation and loneliness. But yeah, he goes away because, like I said, he wanted to prove that he could be somebody and is worthy of owning the ranch. And he just cannot see, even though the old man keeps telling him, like, look, you just got to be yourself. You have to accept yourself and that we care about you. He can't. And so he's not a talented boxer, but it's the only plan he has come up with. Being as ambitious he is, he moves to a city and tries to change his identity to become a boxer, which, at 21 years old, he thinks is the coolest thing there is.
I read that you've also struggled with confidence issues. So do we see a little bit of you in Horace?
Throughout my life, it's always been one of those things that kind of beat me up along the way. And so I think that's why I'm always gravitate towards kind of damaged, kind of rougher characters, just because that's the way I feel and I feel most comfortable around them. So when I'm writing my stories, I always have characters like that that don't, like Horace, that don't give up, but are a little beat up. And then also characters like Mr. Reese, who are, Mr. Reese is kind of who I wish I was, the old man. He's just, again, a guy that doesn't quit and keeps trying, but he's more at peace with the world. And that's something I've always wished I was.
That was Willie Vallotton, author of Don't Skip Out on Me. On top of writing the novel, he also created a soundtrack to go with the book with his band Richmond Fontaine. Here's a portion of one of the songs called Horses in Las Vegas. For KUNR News, I'm Holly Hutchings.